Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Welcome home, Brains. You are back at the spot. You know this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. This is going to be a great interview. I'm excited. I love to tap into young minds. And we have someone here today that is very young and gifted. She's an author, she's a performer, and an entrepreneur. I can't wait to talk to her about all things Generation Z. Let's welcome her to the edge, Kalani Rando. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, absolutely. This is great. I love to do this. I've had three or four other young entrepreneurs on my show, and people have, my brains have been watching, so they've been excited. They want to hear what's in your mind, and maybe they can get some tips on how they can step up their game, right?
Yes.
So let's start with your book. Let's just jump right in. You are an accomplished author, and I've been following your progress through your dad's Facebook page, and I see that you completely sold out of your book at BookCon. Tell me about that.
I did. So we decided to go to BookCon because we figured it would be a great way to sell my book. And when we went there, we sold out in a day, and BookCon is a two-day event. So it was just crazy that we sold out in 2 days.
Wow.
I mean, in one day.
That is exciting. So tell me about your book and what was the inspiration?
So my book is about how to make a friend. And when I was younger, I used to have trouble making friends. So I decided that I should write a book to help other people who are just like me and help them learn how to make their own friend.
Well, you know what? It starts with being your own friend, and I know how that is because I had some opposition when I was in middle school. So it can be a challenge making friends. I get you. But when you go to make a friend, Kalani, what kind of characteristics are you looking for? What are you looking for when you try to make a friend?
Well, first of all, I'm looking for a positive person because positivity is key. And
right.
I believe that if you have a friend who is always saying they can't or they won't, it's just negative energy, not good for you. So I always like to have positive people around me, and it just makes my day better, and I could just live a healthier and better life when I have positive people around me.
You do, and you sound like such a positive, mature soul. The illustrations in your book are incredible. I just was able to see the cover. I wasn't able to see the inside pages. Who helped you with that? Did you have a lot of input in the design of your book?
Yes, so I designed the book, but we did have somebody to draw it, and it was illustrated by Magdalia Attic.
Oh, they did an amazing job. So that's just one thing that you do. You're also into theater and dance. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when I was young, I always used to enjoy performing and being in front of a crowd. So I just always had a passion for theater and dancing. So I started to be in school plays, and I started to be in dance clubs and all of that. I just participated in everything performing arts in my school, and I really enjoyed it. And I realized it was something that I want to do and something that I'm looking forward to doing when I grow older.
Well, my daughter is a costume designer for theater here, and I didn't understand it when she was doing all kind of stuff and looking at these weird anime books and always going to Comic-Con and wearing these ears and tails. I just thought I was going to have to put her away somewhere, but that really brought out her creative genius, and so I decided to nurture it, and here she is today. Tell me a little bit about Let me ask you some questions. If you were a superhero, who would you be and why?
If I was a superhero, I would probably be Wonder Woman. Because she's very strong and she's very passionate about helping others. And I feel like Wonder Woman is just, she's a great influencer. So I would want to be Wonder Woman.
Well, next time you have to come to San Diego to Comic-Con and have you dressed up as Wonder Woman. If you had a superpower, what would that superpower be?
I would probably have invisibility.
Really? I want to be a time traveler. That's pretty good. My thing is like steampunk. Okay, so you would want to be invisible. And if there was one thing that you could do to make the world a better place, what would that be?
I would fill the world with kindness because there's so many people who are mean and rude, and they just say things and do things that are just not something that we should be doing and treating our world like. So I feel like the world needs kindness, and I would bring that to the world if I could.
Well, you are going to be a super strong, invisible, kind woman. I love that. You know, the world is changing now. And I was 12 years old once upon a time, believe it or not. And it was the highlight of my life. But it was very, very tenuous because so much is going on. You're changing, you know, school from elementary school to middle school. Our bodies are changing. Our minds are changing. You know, we're getting maybe attracted and wanting to date. What would be some suggestions that you would give Generation Z as they're going through these transitions in life, maybe, you know, from the teens to the tweens?
I would say just figure out who you are as a person, because a lot of people tend to be influenced by others and they let other people put them into a place that shows them like who they are, but that is not really what they are and who they are. So I feel like you should find out who you are, learn who you are. And it should always be, like I said, a positive and kind person. Because when you're going from elementary to middle school, you're going to meet new people. And there's going to be people who are going to be rude. And you just have to learn to not let that get to you. And be your own person. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't worry about what other people are saying about you. Do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy, not what makes somebody else happy.
Well, you know, in the world of middle school nowadays, there's so much bullying going on, you know, and so I say take some self-defense classes. Do you agree with that?
I agree. I already take self-defense classes.
I do. That's why I asked that question, because, you know, sometimes you don't have to knock them in their noodle. I mean, you don't want to do that, but you want to get people off. You want to get people off of you. You know, you want to have that self-confidence to know that if for whatever reason somebody tries to snatch your backpack, that you could defend yourself against anything. So what I'm doing here is I'm not good at karate, but I am pretty good at chess. So I'm about to start an all-girls chess team because me, like you, I believe in positivity. I believe in strength. And if a young woman is strong and she is strategic, then I don't think that she would ever be a victim. Nor are you a victim. You are an entrepreneur. Tell us about your clothing line and your business that you've started. You're doing so much.
Thank you. So I decided to start the clothing line because there are so many people who have their own clothing line, but they're older than me. They're like in their 20s or in their 30s. But I'm 12. And I'm already getting a head start on my own clothing line. And I just love clothes in general. So I figured, why not do something I love and share it with others? So I made my own T-shirt. I made my own phone case. And we're working on many other stuff to come.
Well, you have the greatest example on the planet. You got a super dad. My daughter has a super dad, too. And men are such a positive influence in our life. There's nothing like the father-daughter bond. What are some of the key strengths that you get from your father that you incorporate not only in your business world, but in your life?
Well, my dad has taught me so much, so much. But he's really taught me how to do what I love, and he has helped me through that process because I couldn't do any of this without him. I couldn't write a book. I couldn't do my own clothing line, and he showed me to do what you want to do and strive for the best you and be the best you because you are the best you.
That's right, and that's what there's nothing wrong with being the best. We never want to be sloppy seconds. Well, I have enjoyed this conversation with you. It has just warmed my heart. It takes me back to the days when my daughter was 12 and I was 12 years old. I was an entrepreneur myself at 5. I used to sell candy. Yeah, I know what it is. You know, you got to make a dollar out of 15 cents, and I'm so glad that you know how to do that and also be a friend. Before we conclude, I want you to give some words of wisdom from Generation Z because, again, like I said, you know, are we worried about global warming? Are we worried about safety in schools? Are we worried about what's being prepared as far as our meals, our animals? What are some of the things that you're concerned about as far as being a Generation Z is the first question. And the second question is, what advice would you give to adults about being a good friend?
Okay. So to answer your first question, I feel like Generation Z and just everybody in general needs to treat the planet as a better place because with all this pollution and it's just so much for our Earth to take in and there's photos, there's videos that you could see from the early 1900s when the world was beautiful and green, the waters were clean. But now, in 2019, they're polluted, they're full of trash, our animals, unfortunately, they're dying. And I feel like we all of us, even Generation Z especially, need to stop polluting the earth and learn to take care of our planet.
I agree. I'm very green, and I love animals. And then the second question, what would be your advice to adults when trying to find and be a good friend?
Well, for adults, it's always the same thing as a kid, just for anybody in general. To find a good friend, you really just have to look for an honest, positive, and kind person. Because a lot of times, many people like to associate themselves with people who are dishonest, negative, and mean. And that is definitely not the way to go. So if you're looking for a good friend, you really need to find somebody who has those main three things: kindness, positivity, and honesty.
Right. And, you know, trust, because trust is a very important thing. But, again, how much are we going to trust? Because then people want your loyalty. So I'm glad that you have your head on straight and that you know how to edit and filter all of that negative stuff out and pull in the positive. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you to purchase one of your books. I'd love for them to buy one of your books. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. So you could head to my website, KaylaniRandall.com. That's KaylaniRandall.com.
Thank you so much for being here on The Edge. Will you come back and keep me abreast of your progress of what's going on in your world?
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Brains, go back. Check it out. I'm going to even rerun her dad's interview. Now, that's the making of a man, Mr. Benny Randall Jr. They're out of NYC. Check them out. Get some clothing lines, some books, get some motivation, you know, because it's not a game, as he says. It's a lifestyle. I love you, Brains. Be good, all right? Bye-bye.